Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Welcome to my Fix It Up Life Live.
Hi guys, I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark, and we're talking with Mike from Instructables.com about backyard hacks that'll get you noticed.
Because I want to get noticed this summer because Mark is the grill master, so while you're out there grilling, I want to be like having awesome stuff that our guests can be, you know, excited about, because they're always excited about what you have on the grill.
As grill-focused as backyard parties are.
Yes.
Mike from Instructables.com has, I just, can we just do this interview in one word? Hilarious.
Yes.
Mike, how you doing?
Great, great. Hi, guys. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, we're excited to talk to you because, you know, we got to hang out actually in person, what, like a month or two ago when we were doing some webisodes for Krylon, and I didn't get to spend enough time with you that day.
That's right.
And I have been looking at the website Instructables.com ever since we met you. And I was so curious about something I saw on there, which kind of inspired me to ask Mark to have you on, which is there's like an aluminum can that was like a mini grill or something like that somebody made. And I was like, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. What other things does Mike know about that'll make us really impressive this summer?
That's right. We've got a ton of outdoor, basically hacks or how-tos and other ways that you can sort of hack your summer to sort of get more out of it. So the barbecue you're talking about is actually the BBQ, and that's one of the tall boy beers, and it's cut lengthwise, and little charcoal briquettes are put inside there. And yeah, you can grill like a single hot dog or maybe carrot or some veggies or stuff in there. So that one's pretty great, but we've got tons of other ones. Another one that came across my feed recently that I really liked was a floating boombox, and it was an inner tube with a plywood deck on it, and it had speaker system and a CD changer in there. So if you want to go to the Lazy River, you can have the tunes to go with it as well.
That is insane.
Do you tow it down the river with you? Just it's its own separate thing?
It's its own separate thing, so you can just lash it up with the rest of your rafts and you guys are the party wherever you want to go. Just got to have a cooler nearby and you got the tunes and you're ready to go.
And your little barbecue with your little hot dog in it.
That's it. You're ready.
Oh, wait. I used to be a lifeguard, so I have a word of caution. Do not combine, totally making this up, do not combine the grill with the inner tube.
Oh, yeah. That
otherwise,
could be
you're
going to
be swimming the whole
way. Otherwise, your tunes are going to sound like glub, 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 glub.
Well, I like that idea, though, of, like, having one hot dog because it's the opposite of what usually happens at our house because I'm a vegetarian, so I usually have my sad little corner on the grill.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Welcome to my Fix It Up Life Live.
Hi, guys. I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark, and we're talking with Mike from Instructables.com about backyard hacks that'll get you noticed.
Because I want to get noticed this summer because Mark is the grill master, so while you're out there grilling, I want to be like having awesome stuff that our guests can be, you know, excited about because they're always excited about what you have on the grill.
As grill-focused as backyard parties are.
Yes.
Mike from Instructables.com has, I just, can we just do this interview in one word? Hilarious.
Yes.
Mike, how you doing?
Great, great. Hi, guys. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, we're excited. excited to talk to you because, you know, we got to hang out actually in person, what, like a month or two ago when we were doing some webisodes for Krylon, and we didn't get to, I didn't get to spend enough time with you that day.
That's right.
And I have been looking at the website, Instructables.com, ever since we met you. And I was so curious about something I saw on there, which kind of inspired me to ask Mark to have you on, which is there's like an aluminum can that was like a mini grill or something like that that somebody made. And I was like, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. What other things does Mike know about that'll make us really impressive this summer?
That's right. We've got a ton of outdoor, basically hacks or how-tos and other ways that you can sort of hack your summer to sort of get more out of it. So the barbecue you're talking about is actually the BBQ, and that's one of the tall boy beers, and it's cut lengthwise, and little charcoal briquettes are put inside there. And yeah, you can grill like a single hot dog or maybe carrot or some veggies or stuff in there. So that one's pretty great, but we've got tons of other ones. Another one that came across my feed recently that I really liked was a floating boombox, and it was an inner tube with a plywood deck on it, and it had speaker system and a CD changer in there. So if you want to go to the Lazy River, you can have the tunes to go with it as well.
That is insane.
Do you tow it down the river with you? Just it's its own separate thing?
It's its own separate thing, so you can just lash it up with the rest of your rafts and you guys have a party wherever you want to go. Just got to have a cooler nearby and you got the tunes and you're ready to go.
And your little barbecue with your little hot dog in it.
That's it. You're ready.
Oh, wait. I used to be a lifeguard, so I have a word of caution. Do not combine, totally making this up, do not combine the grill with the inner tube.
Oh, yeah. That
otherwise,
could be
you're
going to
be swimming the whole
way. Otherwise, your tunes are going to sound like glub, 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 glub.
Well, I like that idea, though, of, like, having one hot dog because it's the opposite of what usually happens at our house because I'm a vegetarian, so I usually have my set little corner on the grill of what I eat. So the opposite of that would be, like having a lot of vegetarians and vegans over to grill and then having, daddy's little sad little hot dog or whatever else, kielbasa, on his little grill. Right?
So, Mike, is that the grill for the pitiful loner?
That's the guy. He's got no friends. He's just in the backyard by himself, and he's like, hey, guys, I want to enjoy summer just like everyone else. I got one hot dog. Here's
so you polish off a 40, and then you grill your little sausage by yourself.
Hey, guys, I'm done. Pack it up. Time to go home.
And then
Instructables.com, the website you go to. When
to
you,
crush a 40.
Yeah, to
alone.
Crush a 40. What do I do with this after I finish drinking all these beers?
So, Mike, you have a lot of tabs on Instructables.com, palette projects, cooking projects, all kinds of stuff. I haven't seen the one for Desperate Loner.
we're working on that. The BBQ is the first of, I'm sure, many projects that are going to come in.
That is awesome. Okay, so what else do you guys have on Instructables.com that we have to check out and will impress my girlfriends? Anything that will impress my girlfriends?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. We got one that just came up. It's a watermelon margarita, and you get one of those mini watermelons. Cut the top off. You get one of the immersion blenders, and you can just blend up the inside of there. A little bit of tequila, a little bit of lime juice, and you're laughing. You've got a pre-made cup to put your margarita in, and you're ready for summer.
You can put the blender in the watermelon?
That's right. The immersion style mixers, you can fit one of those right inside, and it just blends right up.
It's like a drill press for a watermelon.
Well, you do the blender inside the watermelon, you pull the blender out, and then you put your straws in, and then you shake it all about.
You shake it all about.
Exactly.
And then you do the drinky-drinky and you turn
go to bed
around.
And wonder what happened
that's
to the
what
kids.
That's what Instructables is all about. That's okay. If you guys want to use that as your song, that's fine.
Got
I'm
it.
Totally
I'll recommend it. another one I really liked, and this is sort of a classic project, but the coconut bikini top. I mean, I think I've seen this project come in every year, and everyone's just got a slightly different twist on it and a way they do it. And, I mean, the imagery is perfect for summer and just sort of lounging by the beach and, watermelon margarita in hand, too. So that's a good little fashion tip. Never goes out of style.
No, the coconut bikini top is a classic.
Oh, you can't really beat that. Really? And who would want to?
So a little sidebar here. I was actually watching your show the other day, and Teresa, you had a red coffee mug, and the guy from I Hate My Bathroom had a red coffee mug. So I actually came prepared today.
I got
a red coffee mug.
Clink.
Oh,
Mark,
cheers
I
it
thought
up.
You were going to get the memo. I thought you were going to get the memo. I saw your mug, and I was a little bit jealous, but then I found a red one. And
I'm the guy with the single beer can
he's
grill.
He's the loner. He's the loner. I'm the one with the watermelon with my friends, and he's over there with his one sad
little weenie
dog.
So on Instructable, Mike, it's a community of makers, hackers, carpenters, DIYers who all can just get an account and contribute, right?
That's right. It's free to sign up, and we're a community of DIY and how-to makers, and it's really just a platform to share whatever you're passionate about. So if it's coconut bikinis, great, we want to see it. Watermelon margaritas. We got a guy who shared one of the T-bone steaks. He carved the bone into a knife to eat more steak with. So these crazy kind of wacky ideas. It's a place where people can just share crazy ideas and share photos of how they made a project.
Was that Bear Grylls who made the steak?
That was
knife?
Bear Grylls. He's got a pseudonym he goes under. He wants to keep a really low profile, but that was one of his projects.
Now, do you get outrageous things that you just don't let on your website where you're like, well, that's
a little bit much.
Flexible.
I'd like to think that we're really open with a lot of our content. And usually when stuff kind of comes in and it raises that flag, we'll work with that author to make it acceptable to our audience. Our loose guideline is if it's PG-13, we can usually have it on our site.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense. Because sometimes, I mean, anytime you get a big group of people together, there's always one crazy uncle.
There's always one guy who's got to ruin it for everyone else. No, we're pretty good. We're pretty good about that, and of course we vet all the content that comes on our site too. So you'll never find anything dangerous, and we're a family friendly site. So we want to keep it appropriate for the widest possible audience.
Well, you do things with fire, though, right?
Right. So there's an after dark kind of element as well for when the kids go to bed. So there are instructables on how to breathe fire or, you know, other kind of projects that might be a little bit, not questionable, but a little bit, you know, parental supervision is strongly encouraged. But,
or being a parent.
Right, yeah. Or being a parent, being an adult, making sure you're not going to set the whole house on fire when you do it. But again, those projects too, I mean, it's for information and some of them are just purely for entertainment value. Even though we're a how-to site, we're definitely not the authoritative avenue on how to do something. It's really just illustrative, and maybe a lot of people have different ways about doing the project, so there's never one way, there's never one right way to do stuff.
That's great though, because that's like the way it is. I mean, a chair has been reinvented 15 billion times since someone invented sitting on a log or whatever they did. So
exactly. There's
no single way to
there's
do
no single way
something.
Of just breathing fire. There's many ways that you can breathe fire.
Right, and hurt yourself. Exactly. So we encourage people when they have, a very strong opinion about something, our reply is, why don't you show us? Why don't you show us the way to do it? And if you've got another way to, lay tile or know a trick to, installing a kitchen thing or building a deck or, a food recipe or something, please show us, because we want to know. And like everybody does research on the internet, they're going to look at a few different projects to sort of get, where their level's at and what their inspiration is going to be.
Well, in the 1 minute that we have left, is there anything that you haven't talked about that we need to be finding out about on Instructables.com?
Well, every month we've got maybe 5 new contests that we launch. Right now we've got a concrete casting contest. We've got a metalwork contest. And every year we have an epilogue laser cutter contest, and that's going on right now. So all you need to do is sign up for a free account, and almost any instructable is eligible for our bigger contest like the Epilogue Laser. So, you could win lots of prizes. We hold, maybe 10 different contests every month. So no reason not to join and participate.
Make it, hack it, win it. I love it. Mike from Instructables, thanks for talking with us about backyard hacks that'll get you noticed. Keep your design and DIY inspired while you're on the move with more My Fix It Up Life tips and ideas. Follow us and Mike on Instructables at Twitter, Facebook, and Google Plus. And make sure to check out the next My Fix It Up Life Live.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.